Lord. Say amen. Amen. What a great day it is to be in the house of the Lord. We appreciate you. Amen. Coming and worshiping God with us today. We sure do. You're visiting with us. We're just so glad to have you, and we thank you for coming to Morning View this morning. We're just so glad to have you and appreciate just you riding the service with us. Amen. You just feel like clap your hands, pat your foot, sing right along. Amen. We leave saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's be much in prayer for all these that are out sick. So many. We was coming down through today, and so many was telling us about different ones that are sick. And God knows all about, got tests and things like this. Remember Brother Robert Kemp? They've called hospice in with him. And so y'all pray for him. They're going to try to move him to Polk. And they're not able to do that, so they're just going to leave him there in Rome. And so remember that family, Brother Robbie and all of them there at the hospital. So remember them in our prayers. So many more to pray for and pray about. And let's just pray for each and every one of them as they go through these days ahead. Weren't was any just by the uplift of the hand. Say, preacher, we'd like to be remembered. Amen. God knows all about it. Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our morning tithes and offering. Ask them blessed upon the service today. We leave and said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for you. Brother Sam, will you ask the blessing for us?
I faced a mountain that I never faced before. That's why I'm calling on the Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this, I will admit, has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe.
just believe.
I want to say I love the Lord this morning, first of all. Thank Him for another opportunity to be back in His house once again. I got another request this morning, but it wasn't from Sister Emily. Peggy asked me if I would sing Jesus Use Me, so y'all pray for me. Patricia. Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if You will help my weakness. Surely there's a word.
Jesus said. working for.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. No matter what our circumstances, no matter how we feel sometimes, we still got so much to thank God.
That song that Matt was just reading, man, it means a lot to all of us. I know it's been born again. Child of God. Because, you know, that same spirit that raised Jesus up, he planted that spirit within us, and we've got so much to thank him for. Because, you know, it says a lot of times, you know, in the scripture, no remission without the sin, without the shedding of blood. Christ shed his blood that we'd have these opportunities to come out. Choir, we get the chorus. I want you to help us now on this scene. Bless your Lord.
Let the
this time. That's you.
And it's been good to be here today. Chapter number 4, verse number 5. It's good to see some. It's been out sick. Good to see you back with us this morning, back with us in the house of the Lord. Hey, man, don't forget those that are in the WMU. For WMU members and spouses or friends, there'll be a dinner and a movie next Saturday at 5 o'clock. So remember that. Then also next Sunday at 5 be the follow-up Vacation Bible School meeting. That'll be next Sunday. So remember that. Then also remember tonight now we'll be joining Northside Baptist Church in Dallas. And we'll be there preaching tonight for them through Wednesday night. Love for you to come and be a part of that. Amen. Don't forget Wednesday night now. The choir is supposed to sing and we've got a lot out sick. Our choirsters are falling by the wayside quickly. And so we need everybody can come. Come Wednesday night. Go to the old courthouse in Dallas. Turn on Highway 61 to the left. About 2 miles right there on the right. So it's not very far. Tonight, 6 o'clock, and then the rest of the week will be at 7 through Wednesday. So remember that. Pray for us that God will help us, help them. Amen. But it's good to be here this morning. Amen. Amen. If you're visiting with us, I'm so glad you came. Amen. I'm going to tell you. You'll bless the reading of your word. Lord, hide us behind the cross, God. Lead and guide and direct. We ask these things. Lord, in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. Listen, I want us to look now and never just a little while with the Lord being our helper and never on this right here. Why the devil wants you to quit? Why the devil wants you to quit? quit. Our neighbor today, Paul is writing. Listen, he's about to die. Listen, he writes from Timothy, literally, from death row. Listen, but I thought about this as the Lord laid it upon our heart today. Why the devil wants you to quit. And we're living in a time, our neighbor today, that people are quitting. Listen, church members are fading away. Listen, you see people getting burned out. They're dropping out. Listen, by the thousands. They're giving out. Listen, they're like Demas. They are departing, loving the pleasures of the world more than lovers of God. Neighbor today, and I thought about that. But can I say to you, my friend, listen, as much as you sometimes have a desire to quit, there's someone that wants you to quit more than you do. Neighbor, and that's the devil himself. Neighbor today, we all go through discouragement. We all feel defeated. Listen, but the devil, he'd love to close these doors. Listen, he'd love to stop the singing. He'd love to stop the praying. He'd love to stop the preaching. Listen, no doubt today. Listen, and the worshiping. But here we see one of the greatest preachers that ever was. Listen, Paul himself. Listen, and the Bible said the devil threw everything. Like the old saying says, but the kitchen sink. He had done everything he could. Neighbor, to destroy him, to discourage him, and defeat him. Neighbor, and now we see him set in an inner prison cell. Listen, I can just about see it. Him set there, it cold. It's musty. Listen, probably smells bad. Neighbor, today. And he's waiting on Nero to come and cut his head off. Listen, death is just around the corner. Listen, but if you look at verse number 6, notice what he says here in verse number 6. Listen, the Bible said, Paul said, for I am now ready. Listen, can you imagine this at the point of death? Listen, Paul sounds excited to die. Neighbor today, listen, Paul said, for I am now ready. Amen. The time of my departure is at hand. Listen, neighbor today, the devil wanted Paul to quit. He wants me to quit. He wants you to quit. Neighbor today, listen, why? Because we know that redemption time is nigh at the door. Listen, but I thought about these three things. Neighbor, the Lord being our helper. Listen, oh, why the devil wants you to quit. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever just felt like you're at the end of the rope? Have you ever just been so discouraged? Have you ever just been so down and out? And you've said, I've had enough. Listen, I just can't take it no more. Listen, I've tried to do this and I've tried to do that. And one writer said, every time I go to do good, evil is always present. Listen, I'm just going to hang my harp upon the willow. Listen, I'm just going to take my toys and I'm going to the house. Listen, we've all been in them situations, each and every one of us. And that's just like the devil. Neighbor, has it for you and I today. It is the devil's desire and the devil's goal to make us quit. Listen, forsake that that God has started within each and every one of us. Neighbor, three things we want to look at. Listen, first of all today, listen, he wants you to quit, that you'll be filled with regret. Amen. He wants you to be filled with a regret. He wants you to dwell on your defeats. Yes, sir. He wants you to remember every time you stumbled. He wants you to remember every time you bobbled. He wants you to remember every time you've done this or done that. Neighbor, today the devil wants you to quit where you can have a life full of regrets. Neighbor, today, neighbor, he wants you to dwell on the disappointments. Amen. All those times in our life, listen, that we've tried to do good, and the devil has been right there all the blessings we should have had, but because of the devil and his army, brother, we've been defeated. I've never seen my friend of the devil's desire. And what we need to know today, he is not your buddy. He's not your friend. Listen, he's your enemy. Listen, and he comes to divide and conquer, to pull down and destroy. But the devil wants you to live. Listen, with all those, amen, regrets in your life. Listen to what you could be, what you should have been. Listen, now look at you now. Listen, you went from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the valley. Look at you now. You once was this, and you once was that. I see, my friend, them regrets. It's why the devil wants you to quit. Listen, I don't know why the Lord laid this on my heart. You may be discouraged. You may be at the end of that rope. Listen, Lisa's grandmother used to say, just tie a knot in it and just hold on. Thank God. I'm telling you, the devil's after you, and he'll do everything he can to get you to quit this morning. Amen. Oh, Paul said, I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. Hey, but from the deepest dungeon, he said, all the time my departure's at hand, I'd fought a good fight. He didn't say I've won every battle. He didn't say every victory was mine. He said, but I tell you one thing, I've been in the fight. I've been in the fight for the truth and the right. Thank God today. See, the devil, he wants you to quit. Hey, man, he wants you to quit this morning. I listen, where you be filled with regrets, those defeats, those disappointments. Hey, man, he wants you to live with all those unanswered prayers. Have you ever prayed? I listen and prayed, and still no answer. I listen. Hey, man, the devil, he wants you to live with those unanswered prayers. He wants to look at you and say, where's your victory at? Amen. Where's your reward? Listen, what have you gained by being a Christian? Listen, the devil, he wants every one of us to walk out the door, thank God, and say, hey, I ain't singing no more. I ain't teaching no more. I ain't preaching no more. That's his goal. That's his ambition. See, the devil, why the devil wants you to quit is where you'll have to live with those regrets. You'll have to live with those regrets. And thank God, amen, those desires is for when you quit. Amen. Listen, not only today, why the devil wants you to quit. Amen, listen, from every leader to every pew sitter, to every member, every visitor, the devil wants you to stop going to church. The devil wants you to stop worshiping God. The devil wants you to stop standing up for the Lord. Listen, he wants us to just stay by the wayside and be silent. But I've got news for him. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Thank God. We didn't get in it to quit. We didn't get in to slow down. Thank God. Amen. He fought the battle, and I won. No time to quit. No time to quit. And why he wants you to quit, why the devil wants you to quit, so your life and your heart will be filled with those regrets. Then number two today, not only would our life be miserable and remembering and filled with all the regrets, but if he can get us to stop now, if he could stop this generation that are in the walls of this church, the reason that he wants to is because there would be unfilled missions. He wants the missions that you and I
are working on and laboring on. They sing that song that says, I work, I pray, I labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Each one of us, and when we're saved, God has a mission for each and every one of us. Now, it may not be a preacher, and it may not be a deacon, but every one of us have a mission for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if God, if the devil can get us to quit, there'll be unfilled missions. There'll be unfilled missions. Each one of us, God has a mission for our life. Paul is dying. What if he'd have just quit? What if he'd have quit? What would have happened to Timothy if he would have just quit? What would have happened to all the churches that he started and that he's seen God bless if he'd have just quit? Those missions would have never been accomplished. Unfinished missions. But notice what Paul, he's dying here. His days are just about over. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. Amen. I'm finished. I've finished my course. I've finished my race. Listen, I've got news for you today. We're on a purpose in our heart, and we're on a purpose in our mind that since the day I got saved, I've determined I'm going to finish the fight. I'm going to finish the race. Amen. But see, the devil don't want you to finish. They used to sing that song that says, don't leave behind an unfinished task. Don't leave behind an unfinished task. Amen. Have you ever been, you ever seen people that'll be remodeling a house? There was one up there in Dallas, and you could see they started with the rock foundation around it, and it started about halfway up with a brick. And I don't really know what happened. They run out of money, or they may have passed away. I don't know what the situation is or was. Now they've just tore it down. But every time I go by there, Brother Joe, I think of this. I'd say, Lord, don't let me be like that house. Don't let me be like that house. An unfinished task. Oh, the Lord, let me leave this waltz of life on power and glory and allow the Lord how to use us. See, the devil, I want you to quit where there'll be an unfinished task. He said, I finished. I finished my course. I fought the fight. I've kept the faith. And I finished. I finished. You've heard me say it many times. My heart's desire is that I finish well. I finish well, and I finish right, and I finish in the center of God's will. But see, it's the devil's desire, and it's the devil's goal that each and every one of us has stopped. We quit. We give up right where we're at. But why the devil's coming at you so hard, and why the devil wants you to quit so bad is where you'd have to live with all the regrets. You'd have to live with all the regrets. And then, number two, you'd have to live with the unfinished task. You would have to live with the unfinished task. Amen. We're in a building project. Amen. And we're going to be in one for a while. Amen. Till the Lord comes back. That's how long we're going to be in one. Thank God. I don't see nowhere to stop, do you? Amen. And listen, these guys have done a great job. They've done a great job. But they ain't done good enough to quit. Amen. They ain't done good enough to quit. I can't tell Brother Greg, tell you guys to hold up. That's good. Right there, I kind of like what it looks like. No, it's unfinished. I can't wait to see the finished product, can you? I can't wait to finish. Hey, I had help. I drove a nail in it. I helped drive some nails. I did, didn't I, Brother Greg? Hey, man, hallelujah. About wore me out that one day. But I come over to help them because I didn't want an unfinished task. I didn't want an unfinished task. Of course, I had to leave after I drove at one, but done my little old part. Unfinished task. The devil wants each and every one of us to say, hey, I'm going to the house. I ain't going back to the church house no more. Oh, listen. Wouldn't it spread like wildfire? If I got up here this morning, Doris, and I told this church, I'm done. I'm done. I ain't preaching no more. I ain't singing no more. I guarantee you, before I got out that door, some of you had done texted it to somebody. It had done been on Facebook, wouldn't it? I'd leave behind an unfinished task. Once we're saved, when God sent me to Morning View, He sent me here to finish a task that He would have us to do. And that's exactly what the devil don't want us to do. He don't like seeing all these people saved. He don't like seeing that baptism pool filled up twice this month. He don't like that. But if we quit, we'll leave behind an unfinished task. Each one of us have a task. Each one of us have a mission. And JT, the reason the devil wants us to quit is where we'll leave it unfinished. We'll leave it unfinished. I don't want to ever end a sermon too long. I want to preach till I'm finished. I want to preach till I'm finished. I don't want to leave an unfinished task. And the devil today is discouraging people and is defeating people by the millions today. Church houses are closing. For sale signs are going up. They're no longer houses of God. They're food pantries or poo halls or something like that, because the devil has caused us to quit. The devil has caused us to quit. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. Time my departure is at hand. You can fold up the tent. I'm headed to glory. There's an unfinished task. An unfinished task. When we quit on God, we leave behind an unfinished task. And then, number three, we got to hurry. We're filled with regret when we quit. See, the devil fills you with all that regret. All the defeats, he shows them to you. Amen. Does he not? Does he not take you down that memory lane every once in a while? Every one of them defeats, every one of them low points in your life, does he not show you? He does me. And that's what he does over and over and over. He'll get it in our mind, in our heart, that we're of no use to God and we're of no use to the church. Them regrets, they just dwell and they get bigger and they get bigger and they bigger until we just quit our mission. We quit our mission. It's all about him to see souls saved. That's what we're in this thing for. We're on a mission. We're on a mission as a Christian, as a church. We're on a mission to win the lost to the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you something. The devil don't like you. I love you. The devil don't like you. So don't think he does. Don't think you're hooking up with him because he's your buddy. He's out to destroy you. He's out to deceive you. I'm just going to be honest with you. He wants you to quit. He wants you to quit. But you know what? I ain't got a quitter in me, have you? Amen. Keep on fighting. Fight the good fight of faith. Be strong in the Lord, for the redemption draweth nigh. No time to quit. No time to quit. Unfilled missions is what happens when we quit. Paul said, I fought a good fight. The time of my departure is at hand. Hallelujah. Here he is sitting on death row. Sitting there. Brother Wayne, he can hear the chains are coming. The keys are coming. And he says, woo, hallelujah. I'm fixing to leave here. I'm ready. Thank God. I'm excited. So the devil, he wants us to lose that excitement. And a lot of our churches across America today have lost that excitement. Here a couple of months ago, they were doing that, you know, they did that ice bucket challenge thing, and then they done that mannequin challenge. You see that? Anybody see that? You just stood there. Am I doing it? Thank you. I thought, man, they could go to most church houses any Sunday morning and get a perfect picture. The excitement's gone. The excitement is gone. What thrill? I told Lisa here the other week, I said, I'm telling you, if what the blood of Jesus Christ, if what he did, listen, Brother White, if that don't excite them, we ain't got nothing to offer them. I don't got nothing to offer. If the blood of Jesus don't excite you, there's nothing to get excited about. The devil said, just quit, Brother Harold, just quit. Robert, just quit. That's what he wants you to do. Amen. Each and every one. He says, all them that go to the choir, just quit. All them that teach Sunday school, just quit. All them that are leaders in the church, and we ain't got nobody quitting, as far as I know, but I'm just saying it in case we got some thinking about it. Amen. But that's exactly what the devil wants each and every one of you to do, just quit. But if you do, you'll live with regrets. You'll live with the unfilled missions, and then number three, have I done got there yet? Number three, unfinished victory. Right on the brink of a miracle. Amen. What if Abraham, when he was carrying Isaac up the mountain, and he knew that he was going to have to take his son alive, what if he had said, you know what? I'm not going all the way to the top. I'm just going to kill him right here. He didn't realize what God had prepared for him on the top of the mountain. We stop a lot of times right before the victory is ours. You think about the children of Israel. Think about them a lot. Brother Greg, they were being led out. Headed to the promised land. Amen. I can hear them singing, we are bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, come and go with me. I am bound for the promised land. Amen. I could just see them, but we're going, hallelujah, we're going. But Greg, they just quit. Dennis, they stopped. Brother Don, they looked in. They said, there's grapes that big around. There's three or four people having the totem. There's milk and honey flowing everywhere. They said, oh, we can't do it. And they quit. And it cost them 40 years. 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get out of the wilderness, ain't you? Right. I'm ready to get out of the wilderness. I want to get in that little bit of that milk and honey. Amen. Yeah. I want to get a hold of some of them big old grapes. Thank God, the blessings of God, the benefits of God. Don't you quit on me now. Don't stop on me now. Because victory is just about ours. Yeah. Right. Victory is just about ours. I believe we can just about see the homeland just inside. Amen. we come down the mountain over there in Cedartown a lot of times, coming from Tallapoosa. And Lisa don't like coming down that hill. She shouldn't have never let me know that. And so, Brother Mark, we'll be coming, especially at night, we'll be coming in. I'll say, there's the lights of Cedartown. You can see it. She said, don't do it. Don't do it, but I got to do it. And man, I grew down that hill. See, I'm still a kid, too. But you can see the lights from that big old hill. You can see just about everything. You can see Standpipe Hill. You can see all those big old lights over in Cedartown. Well, see, we're just about to see the glimpse. We're just about to see the glimpse. So what I would do, I'd grab hold of that rope, and I'd hold on. I'll hold on. You know why? Because it'll be worth every mile of the trip. Why? The devil wants you to quit. Paul said, I fought a good fight. The devil throwed everything he had at him. Everything. But the devil wants you to be live with filled regrets. Unfinished tasks, unfinished missions, unfilled missions. Most of all, them unfinished victories. If he can stop you, he can stop the next generation. Amen. If Derek and Samantha right there say we're done, we're not going to church anymore. We've had all we can handle. And there's a lot of people, I'm not saying they're lost, but there's a lot of people out there tonight, they're sitting at home. They've got discouraged. They've been defeated. They feel like everywhere they go, it's the same way. And Derek and them says, well, I'm just going to stay at home. You know what? You know who that's going to affect the most? Is them three little boys. Amen. It's going to affect them. That's why they need to have them in Sunday school. Amen. That's why you need to have your children in Sunday school. Because I'm going to tell you something. If we don't teach them, the devil will. The devil will. The devil's desire for each and every one, he said, was to sift us as wheat. You know what he wants you to do? He just wants you to quit. Just quit. Just quit. But we can't quit. We can't quit. We can't even let up. We got to keep striving for the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Herman or whoever's leading a verse of a song this morning, why the devil wants you to quit? He just wants you to quit this morning. I wonder if you're in that shape. If you're in that condition, you found yourself just about to hang it up. Just about to hang it up. I'd come and I'd get that fresh oil. I'd come and I'd get that renewing, that refreshing with the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Herman, what you got? Well, as we stand together. What about it today? What about it today? What about it? While these are coming to pray, would you come and pray today? Time to quit.